Hello, and thanks for listening to the sixth episode of our Talking Alexa podcast. I'm Joel Evans, Alexa champion, and one of the founding members of our global Alexa lab here at Mobiquity. I'm here, as always, with Jonathan Patrizio, technical advisor and Alexa evangelist. Please say hello, Jonathan.
Hello, everyone.
So with that said, let's get started. This is our sixth episode, and last time we covered part one of the anatomy of a skill. I don't think we ever told you how many parts there were going to be. And in part one, we focused on some elements around skill planning, including the publishing information required when submitting a skill. And as Jonathan was saying, this will get you thinking about the purpose of your skill. So Jonathan advised the listeners to spend time researching what skills are out there in your category and to think through the purpose of your skill. And what I thought was really great was if you think about the publishing information that you have to fill out when you submit, Jonathan was saying, think about your short description and what you want to put in that short description, because that's the part that's going to be public facing. And that's really the best gauge of how compelling your skill is going to be. There's a lot more detail than that, so feel free to go to our podcast page and listen to our previous episode and hear all about part one. So today we're going to cover part two, and we're going to focus on designing your skill and coming up with what you think a good MVP would be. So in Mobiquity's world, we have a whole process for building a skill, and this particular piece of it is called envisioning. To give you some context, we have four steps in our overall build a skill process that we use at Mobiquity. And the first step is envisioning, which we'll go into a little bit more detail on. The second step is build and test. And the third step is launch, where you actually bring your skill to market. And the fourth step is, once it's in market, really taking a look at the KPIs, your measurements, et cetera, and seeing ways of enhancing your skill to ensure that you're delivering the best possible experience. You can read a lot more about all of that on our website at mobiquityinc.com/Alexa. But so today we're going to cover envisioning. So Jonathan, I know you've just wrapped up a couple of awesome envisioning engagements. So why don't you take it from here?
Thanks, Joel. Yeah, this is, I think really the fun and creative part of the process. And in fact, if you think back to sort of part one, where, we had you think about, writing that short description, a full description, you might well think to yourselves, well, hang on a minute. We're actually not sure what this first step should be. So, while we're talking about part two here, Joel just explained a little bit about our envisioning process. But as you sort of think through what the scope of your first step might be, we often encourage the people we work with to think of this in a sort of crawl, walk, run type of design process. So at the beginning, you certainly want to be thinking about exactly what it would take to have a skill that's compelling and that actually sort of raises the bar. Raises the bar on other skills that are out there. Also, raises the bar on your own users, your customers, how they engage with your products. How would bringing voice improve their engagement with your products or services? So this is a really fun thing to sort of get into.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And this is actually one of my favorite parts. I mean, I've been participating in a number of envisioning exercises with you, Jonathan, and other members of the team. And everybody gets excited, especially our clients, because there's really no end to how far you can go. If you've been in a workshop scenario before where you start doing ideation, imagine that, but really on steroids, because you're getting really excited about leveraging the latest of a brand new platform where nothing is really off the table during this phase of it. And you're just thinking way outside the box about the coolest things you can think of and do on the platform. And we also encourage our clients to come to the table with a bunch of ideas. And we use that as input into the envisioning process. And, to Jonathan's point, we rely on our clients to do the sort of crawl, walk, run, but we also bring our experts to the table to match up with our clients' experts. So on the technical side, on the design side, so that as we're envisioning and as we're thinking through what's possible, we really are grounding it with what is possible.